Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for a special edition of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
Woohoo!
Wow, we got a special announcement today. And man, while I am usually the one to lead that kind of stuff in, the only thing I'm going to say is today's acquisition announcement is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a development team quickly and affordably. Matt Watson has done it again, baby. I wish I had like music and like rain, money rain or whatever. Matt, what happened? Why are we here? What are we talking about?
Sold this thing, man. It's been 5.5 months in the making, but we finally closed the transaction today. And I am so excited to have it closed, but, and you know, sell the company and get the money or whatever. But honestly, I'm also excited just to get back to work. I'm exhausted from the process.
Well, you say we. What happened? Give us more details.
Well,
you sold the company?
Yeah, so we sold the company to Netreo, and this process started all the way back in October, I think. Might have even first introduction in September. So it's 5.5 months from the time we signed the letter of intent. Yeah, broker reached out, was looking, you know, on the behalf of Netreo for companies in the APM space, which is application performance management. That's the space that Stackify's in. And talked to them and come to find out it was a good fit. And we were, you know, right size company they were looking for and, you know, all that kind of stuff and the right technology and just worked out to be a great fit. And 5.5 months of work, finally completed it.
So as Matt mentioned, Stackify, the company that you started, how many years ago? Was that 8 or 9?
It's in 2012. So 9 years
close ago. Close to 9 years. Mm-hmm. 9 years in the make. You were an overnight, Matt, overnight sensation, 9 years in the making. Congratulations there. So lots of hard work. Now, Netreo is a California-based infrastructure monitoring company that has some similarities but to Stackify, but doesn't do what Stackify does. What's the purpose of the acquisition here?
Yeah.
What kind of mega something are you working on forming or building here?
Yeah, so Netreo is a fairly small company themselves. They're bigger than Stackify, probably like 50% bigger than we are. They're not super big, but they're owned by a private equity group, and the private equity group, you know, wants to continue to kind of roll the companies up and build it, you know, and keep acquiring things and growing it. And then eventually, you know, they'll package it all up and sell it to somebody else or go public or whatever, right? And so Netreo does infrastructure monitoring, server monitoring, infrastructure monitoring, basically anything with a digital heartbeat they can monitor. So for example, right now, they help companies monitor refrigerators that have the COVID vaccine in it because that's a big deal, right? But most of their customers use them for monitoring servers and network and infrastructure. A good example is they work with a railroad. And actually it's not really so much the railroad. It's more of, more like a subway, for a big city. And like, they got to know that every step of the subway works, like all the infrastructure that runs the entire subway. Right. So they help people do a lot of different kinds of infrastructure and just basic server monitoring and stuff. Where Stackify goes way deeper into application monitoring. So they've got lots of their customers coming to them looking for more details around application performance, which is what we do. And so it was just a natural fit. And actually at Stackify, we lose customers because we can't do what Netreo does. So those are primarily larger accounts. And that's another big difference between us. And in the follow-on episode we're doing about this with Jazz, the CEO, we'll go into probably a lot more details about this, but you know, their customers tend to be very large enterprises, and our customers are more small to mid-size companies. So we have kind of different market segments from that perspective too. So they're going to help us get to enterprise accounts, but we'll also help them learn how to sell into smaller accounts over time too.
So one of the more material changes here is you're going from CEO to CTO. So you will be joining Netreo in that new role, correct?
You know, we always said I was unemployable, but somehow I got a job.
I know. I can't wait to talk to your new CEO, to your boss about that. I've got so many things to share with her.
But I'm really excited about it. I'm honestly really excited about it. You know, as a CEO of a very small company, I have to wear a lot of hats, from worrying about accounting and finance and budgets to crazy HR problems and operations things, like just all sorts of crap, right? Now, all of a sudden, I can just be the chief technology officer and I don't have to deal with any of that shit. And they've got some really amazing management team that does all these other things. So I'm super excited to never have to deal with accounting again and legal and HR and all sorts of stuff. I'm honestly kind of excited. So
anytime someone hears the word acquisition, they always think how much, but this is a private transaction, right?
It is. It's a private deal. Sorry.
If you had to ask, you didn't need to know. Is there something that goes with that? But, you know, yeah. So a lot of, I think when it comes to acquisitions, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these private deals, they occur all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, everybody reads TechCrunch or whatever, and they want to be on TechCrunch and they sell their company for $1 billion or whatever. But 90% of the deals are like ours. They're small companies nobody's ever heard of that created something and sold it to somebody else. And everybody wants to be the next Facebook or whatever. But most of the company stories are a lot more like ours. And to be honest, this has been a 9-year journey, and, you know, Stackify has been a successful company. We're in the Inc. 500. You know, we grew 30-40% a year the last 3 years, even through COVID. But we never hit, you know, unicorn status. We weren't growing at such a fast pace that VCs were lining up to throw money at us. So although we were successful, it wasn't a grand slam. I mean, maybe it was a single or a double or whatever from an exit and acquisition standpoint, but, you know, it was a good deal for us, and I think it's an amazing deal for our employees and our customers, for how this journey continues for them, for sure.
Now, for those that are interested in learning more about the timeline and the real story of how acquisitions go, we've got we'll have an episode coming out that kind of shows the process a little bit, the parts that are shareable. And, you know, this was a 5.5-month process for Matt, and for Startup Hustle TV, he documented what some of that looked like and what he had to go through. Now, as sexy as the exit is, when you see how the sausage is made, it's a little more of a grind. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you mentioned, I think yesterday or today or whatever, that you were watching through some of those videos, and it looks like as time goes on, I look like less happy and less happy. And luckily, I don't have any gray hair, but I'm surprised I didn't get some gray hair in the process. Maybe you lost your hair in the process. No.
Yeah, it wasn't because of your deal, though. It was just from knowing you. Yeah. So anyway, you can find that on Startup Hustle TV. That'll be episode 10.1, because we did a whole nother episode about acquisitions and investment that give the Startup Hustle cast members view on what they've gone through in the past. You know, Matt, one thing I got to say, buddy, I've known you for a while. We've done a lot of stuff together. And, you know, for you to have done this twice before the grand old age of 40 really says a lot, regardless of whether that's a single, double, triple, home run, grand slam, whatever you want to call it. I mean, man, there's really something to be said about not only having it, having done it once, but having done it twice. Does it feel different at all? Like, is it, I mean, what's the difference?
I think, you know, I was watching a video the other day and it was talking about the, what do they call it? It was like the something about the peril of an expert. And it's like, when you're an expert at something, you struggle with even the basics of things. You don't, like, you would be a terrible teacher because you can't teach people the basics because you don't even think about the basics. You just do them, right? You can't even tell somebody what step one, two, and three is because your brain just skips way past them and they're like on muscle memory, right? And I think that's what's different about being an entrepreneur for a long time is you've done so many things, you have so much experience with things that you just get better and better and better. And you don't even, you just have like so many natural instincts about all this stuff, right? Just experience. And that's probably why most successful entrepreneurs are like 45 on average, right? When they start a company. Isn't that right?
When they're successful, the stats say that 45, it's not necessarily when they started, it's when they're most likely to be successful. But that comes from a combination of being able to, apparently comes from an experience, mm-hmm. also actually being able to accumulate some of the industry knowledge that you need, and then resources. Yep. Like maybe you've actually saved up a couple bucks to be able to do something yourself or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and sometimes maybe even just the cred, all of it. But yeah, and that's one of the misnomers that goes with startups, because Hollywood leaves you to believe that it's always this like 22-year-old kid that, you know, just started shaving last week and now he's a billionaire. And the reality is that isn't the case. Most companies don't see you're 9 years in. And, you know, they're right. And they usually don't happen fast. I think that's another thing that is grossly misunderstood, is some people think they're going to, we've joked about it even all the way back to the single digit episode numbers, is that you don't start a company and get acquired 2 years later. That typically is not the way that works. So,
I would say to answer your question, you know, even the second time around, it's totally different. It's hard. It's hard as hell. It's not any, I mean, it's easier from the perspective of, you know, a lot more, but it's still hard. Even if you know like what to do or not to do, still doesn't mean that getting customers is easy or building a product is easy or building a business is easy. You make a few less mistakes along the way, but it is still really, really hard. And my point about the age is I probably got one more in me eventually, maybe in a few years I'll be in my prime. So
you once told me that the biggest mistake you made after Vend Solutions was starting another company.
True. Or maybe I just picked a really, really hard one.
You may have.
I just picked a really hard one.
That's the whole thing. That's the thing is entrepreneurship, startups, all of it. It's tough and it's not for the faint of heart. It will age you. It will send you through peaks and valleys and a whole lot of other stuff. Hey, Matt, once again, you know, congratulations on from me and everybody else at Startup Hustle. I know that we're just really, really, really excited for the future, excited for the deal, excited to get to know the people at Netreo. And due to that, we will be interrupting our How to Start a Tech series by 1 week. And in place of that, we will have an episode that'll come out tomorrow. And it's going to be titled Netreo Acquires Stackify. We have Netreo's CEO, Jazz Young, on there. And we are going to talk all about the process, the products, and what the future holds for all of you. Today was just wanting to get that word out. Matt, do you anything else you want to say to those that have been following our stories all these years?
Yeah, where's the money gun?
It's somewhere in all of our moving boxes that we have yet to unpack. So
I feel like this was the one moment in Startup Hustle history that we really, really needed the money gun.
I know, and I blew it. Right. And I blew it. But by the way, I can tell you how that would have gone. We would have fired it. All the bills would have tried to come out at the same time. It would have clogged. We would have shaked it a little bit. We would have slapped the side of it, and then it eventually would have started shooting money. So we'll come back. Isn't that what happened every time pretty we fired much, yes. that freaking money gun? Yeah. So yes. Matt, once again, congratulations. This was our big announcement. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about it. I have a feeling we will have some other episodes. Also look for episodes 10 and 10.1. 10.1 is pretty much all about you, baby.
And I'm really excited to see what you guys come up with when you edit it all together. I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah. And that's the, you know, we were, you know, sometimes great about getting parts of it, but we did end up getting the parts where a lot of the action occurred, which in these deals is often in the beginning and the end, because the middle is kind of grinding through. There are some pretty funny Matt Watson clips. We may have to make like another like 3-minute video. That it, and were you wearing a bug costume in one of those? Were you dressed as an insect?
Yep, for my first day of work.
You showed up to your first day as the CTO wearing a full head to toe insect. Anyway, yes. Tune into the show. Tune into tomorrow's podcast. He's done it again, people. He's done it again. Matt, I'm out.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.